Hi guys, it's Corinne again for Let's Talk About Cooking with Corinne. And today we are making, I actually made it and ate it. And it was so good I didn't even take a picture because I inhaled it. Anyway, you start out with a Whole Foods rotisserie chicken or any chicken that's rotisserie cooked. I got it from Whole Foods today. And you take about, I actually use the breast meat. I probably took about a quarter of the breast and finely chopped it into a bowl. Added two slices of organic whole food celery, some cranberries, organic from Whole Foods. This is not a commercial for Whole Foods, although I wish they would be a sponsor. But I have to tell you, their food is phenomenal. So today was a Whole Foods day. So two slices of chopped up celery, probably about 20 organic dried cranberries, 2 teaspoons of, not Whole Foods, but 2 teaspoons of Kraft light olive oil mayonnaise, 1 teaspoon of coleslaw dressing. I mixed it all together. Then I added some dill, dried dill, some celery seed, some garlic powder, and mixed it all together. And inhale, essentially. It was very delicious. It's homemade organic chicken salad. And I was going to try it as a Chinese chicken salad. I also have water chestnuts, but I forgot to put the water chestnuts in. So I would say it was sweet and savory chicken salad with more of a sweet, like on a Waldorf kind of level, because it had the sweetness of the cranberries, the sweetness of the coleslaw dressing, and a little bit of olive oil and mayonnaise and some savory spices. Oh, I actually used ginger powder too. So it was, if I would have added the water chestnuts and maybe a little orange sauce, I would have made it into a Chinese chicken salad with cranberries. I think we'll try that next time. I forgot to take a picture. I was so hungry and I ate it, so I apologize, but take my word for it, this chicken salad was very good. I also used some chopped chives, and it probably could have used a little fresh onion, but I didn't have any, so I forgot to order an onion today when I ordered the groceries. Anyway, that's my recipe for today, and I will see you next time. This is Corinne with BroadwayShowbiz.com.